It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Weld County Jail has an active COVID-19 outbreak. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that the sheriff confirmed the cases after testing every inmate.
Weld County Sheriff Steve Reams has already been in trouble for not taking enough precautions inside his county jail to protect inmates from the coronavirus. Last month, a federal judge granted an injunction, ruling the sheriff had to do more to protect medically vulnerable inmates. So, Sheriff Reams acquired enough COVID-19 tests to swab everyone inside. That's nearly 400 people, and 23 tested positive. Sheriff Reams says all of the confirmed cases are from people who were asymptomatic. The jail is now under full quarantine. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Several hundred people gathered near the state capitol in Denver last night to protest racism and police brutality, those daily demonstrations now going on for almost 2 weeks. Yesterday's crowd included about 24 medical students who call their group White Coats for Black Lives. Jeremy Ansuchum is a second-year medical student at the University of Colorado.
This past week has been incredible. It's been a huge response from not just our black citizens, but our white counterparts, and all different races are coming out here to support our cause of racial equality.
Ansuchum says he's seen more health professionals and medical students getting active in the movement for racial justice. More than $5 million in federal grants for public safety held up by the Trump administration has now been granted for Colorado. That funding will go to police, district attorneys, and courts. President Trump put a hold on the money because of what he called Colorado's sanctuary policies, saying he disagreed with the state's relationships with ICE and immigration enforcement. State officials sued last year, and a judge has ruled the federal government's holding up the money was unconstitutional. Governor Jared Polis says public schools will need to be flexible about reopening classrooms this fall by keeping remote learning options available. Polis says it's likely that schools will reopen in a normal way, but that a school outbreak will require isolation of students and staff and to switch back to online classes. He says everyone will be tested before they can return. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.